Father, it's so amazing how that you're in every breath we take, every move we make, everything that nourishes and gives life. The beauty and awesomeness of your creation, you clearly said through Paul that from the very beginning, your invisible attributes, your eternal power, and your divine nature were clear to be seen through what you had created so that men are without excuse. All men without excuse. No man will ever be able to stand before you and say, I didn't know. And we're here because you have allowed us to know. And you have revealed Jesus to us. And by your grace, you're increasingly making him more and more clear to us. Even Lord Jesus, as you yourself said, that when you return to the Father, that you would send the Spirit, and the Spirit of truth would not even speak on his own initiative, but he'd speak what he heard you say, and that he would take of the things that are yours and would reveal them to us. And then you said that all things that are the Father's are yours. That's the reason that you said it. So we're here desiring, crying out for more revelation of who you are. And I want to acknowledge to you, Lord, that no man knows who they are if they don't know you. And that no one can know who they are unless they focus on you. And so, because everything that you were sent to do, everything that you were sent to become, the seed that had to die, and everything that you're raised up to be eternally, the man, flesh and bone, restored to the glory that you had before you emptied yourself, and beyond all amazement that you're our priest. And that every priest that's taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men and things pertaining to God. So you made it absolutely abundantly clear, Father, from the very beginning, that we would come to know you, come to experience you inside and through a man, one man, God the Son, who emptied himself to become Jesus the man. And so we're here. And we look to you, Lord, with the light of the glory of God that shines in your face, radiant robe, gold sash, your feet like copper that glows in a furnace. Your eyes, Lord, like pulsating energy flashes that penetrate everything you gaze at. Nothing you don't know, nothing you can't see. Amazing. You hold in your hand seven stars. Your voice is like the sound of Niagara Falls. And when you speak, it penetrates like a two-edged sword. And your face is like the sun and its absolute brightness. And that light is the light, Father, from the beginning. How wonderful. You've even said to us clearly that in the new Jerusalem, the new heavens and the new earth, that there be no need for a sun and there be no need for a moon because God is the light and the Lamb is the lamp. Amazing. We can't take it in, but we can see it and say it. And so would you, Lord, by that very light, by the very truth of what Yeshua's name means, the one saved, the one healed, the one delivered, and the great salvation is about Jesus. The great salvation is inside him and is available to us by your Spirit. So I pray for everybody here. I pray for those that they bring before you. It's amazing that we can just see somebody we know and somebody we care for, or see somebody that we see as a need, and we can bring them right before you and say, would you bless them today? Would you make them aware of Jesus? Would you bring health? Would you open cells that are closed? Would you, Father, bear witness to the great salvation that is inside Jesus and exists nowhere else except inside? Bear witness to it with signs and with wonders and with miracles according to your will. I don't know any way, Father, to discover your will other than what you've completed in Jesus. So we're of little faith because we have little revelation. We're of little faith because we wrestle with our fragile egos and fragile intellects. We try to grasp the eternal from our own little clocks. How impossible. So I thank you for everybody that's here. And I thank you for the response that they have in their heart to the drawing that you're doing for all of us. Forgive us for thinking it's hard for you. Nothing's hard for you. And so we submit ourselves, we surrender ourselves, we acknowledge that you said it well when you said all of our adequacy is through the Messiah toward you, O God, and that you made us adequate. You made us adequate. Not that we're adequate in ourselves, as though anything could come from ourselves. Thank you that I can't hold my breath long, lest I think that I'm the source of life. Thank you, I can't hold my breath long, lest I think I can keep myself alive. It's so wonderful, Father, what you've done with light and with water and with plants, and we call it oxygen. It doesn't matter what we call it. It's what you've made it to be and what it does. When we eat food, the only life in it's your presence in it. We thank you for it. And so we want to bless you, Father, and say we're listening We're listening and seeking to hear more clearly what you're saying inside your son. So that we will recognize the fullness of what you've accomplished for us. I ask you to set us free from the false truth, the big lie. It's not true at all that we're self-contained power sources, that we can do anything on our own, and that we qualify by being good. We qualify in any way, Lord. Your grace is your grace, and it changes us. And I thank you that we are being changed from one degree of glory to the next, from one small insight where we stop and think of you when we wouldn't have, and you've drawn us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you remind us to think of Jesus. It's not that we remember that we've not. Our dependency is so total, Lord. It's so total, but we view it as almost preeminent. What our wills are, what our strength is, what our gifts are. And yet, you've got abundant supply inside Jesus, and you told us with such clarity that in him and in him alone are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and understanding, that there's no way to see except with the seven spirits, the eyes, seven spirits that have been sent into the earth from the very presence and essence of the glorified Lamb, alive, ruling, reigning, preparing to demonstrate the wrath of God against all the foolishness of men and the evil that's perpetrated by Satan and all of his host. Thank you, Lord, that maybe just a little bit more today we understand that we're vessels, not sources, that you want with your word to share the way you think about us, and deliver us from all the ways that we would think that are contrary to you. You're a great God, and you are awesome in all your ways. Creation is overwhelming, Father, to realize how perfect it is in all of its phases. And so I just ask your blessing to be on everybody here, that everybody take a deep breath and say, yes, I just breathe in the presence of God himself. Deliver us from foolishness and foolish thoughts. Let us identify them and identify their source. And I ask it all, Father, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' glory. Bless everybody here and everybody that will hear. Bless them, Lord. Bless them inside Jesus. In his name, amen. Wow. Everybody have a wonderful day.